Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, but then y'all become a militarized zone.
Alright, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209 to figure out, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't letting nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swat me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. Well, I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers doing.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa. Another episode of the Denied Entry to USA show, where we endeavor to discuss issues that are important to men, and only men, no one else. So without further ado, I am Ken. I am a transformational, what am I?
What are you?
Oh, well, I'm two things. The other business, I do the life coaching, but this one, we help with the U.S. Border crossing issues. And I have years of experience in this area. So we work on getting people sorted out so they can cross the border to America. I have my lovely co-host here.
Yes. Although the show's for men, but I'm still a girl. Is that okay?
Yeah, we can have a couple of birds here. It's good.
Okay. So I'm Lisa. My name is Lisa. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist. For the guys, I'll explain. I help people with issues using hypnosis, like addictions, maybe some weight issues or any chronic pain. I'm also a mental health practitioner. I help people with mental illness, like bipolar, schizophrenia, make sure they take their meds and make sure they have the right resources they need.
Well, you know, I just have you on the show because you have curvy hips. That's it. It's okay.
I know more than that.
That's your purpose.
I know more than that stuff.
Well, you can make me some sandwiches if you want.
Yeah.
But those are the two reasons why. So today we're talking about, you don't know what we're talking about, because this is...
I'm new to the show. Well, this is the second episode.
It's the second episode, yeah. It had some technical difficulties with the
first
show.
The first one, that was a little wonky. It wasn't me.
Yeah, and even the intro here, this one was a bit off, but I got it sorted out. So we're talking about a lot of these men. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in.
Yeah.
The number is going to be area code 845-277-9357. And how can they get to us through the chat room? I forget.
What's the Twitter for Denied Entry?
Denied Entry to USA on Twitter.
Okay, at Denied Entry to USA.
Okay, there you go, yeah.
And what's your Facebook? I don't know all your...
Denied...
Is it facebook.com Denied Entry to USA?
Yes. If you just search on Facebook, Denied Entry to USA, you'll find it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's so many pages, and I was trying to keep...
There's so many things to do.
Yeah. All right, so...
So today, these poor guys have to pay all this vagina money and child support. And the topic is, these guys, you know, having to pay this money, it puts a lot of men under financial stress. And they may do things because of the stress that's not good for them.
Oh.
Yeah, a good example was Robin Williams. The stress.
You don't know because of that.
So he had to pay his bird $30 million or so. There's no man on this planet that's going to jump for joy having to give his bird, his ex, $30 million.
No one just jumps for joy paying that much money, you know. I don't know why his bird get the alimony.
Some men have to pay, like, fucking, what, 10 grand a month, 5 grand a month? Vagina money, child support.
The girl's sitting bloody pretty, isn't she?
how that goes. But what concerns me is a lot of times when men, if they do these things, they're going to be in financial difficulty, which may prone them to engage in, like, activity that's not good for them.
Yes.
Drug use, cocaine use.
They may try to actually hurt the girl.
That, too. That's a very, very good point. That was actually brought up on the Tom Likas show.
Or all these girls, all these girls who do false reports.
False reports, of course. Yeah. They're cunts. I can say it on this show. This is men.
Yeah.
But we know how they are. It's just, let's not be politically correct. Let's just spit it out. That's what a lot of them are. But unfortunately, it really puts a man in a bad position, financially and perhaps even legally. So my job here is going to try to keep you guys from getting in trouble or at least minimizing the trouble you're in.
So I call you the caveman coach, basically.
Yeah, and I work on these border cases to get these guys cleared. And one thing I want to point out to the guys, I don't care who you go to work on your border crossing case. I don't care whom you use. Not every conviction requires a U.S. entry waiver.
That's correct.
A lot of times we actually get people cleared permanently. And there's a technique to it. It depends upon your conviction. Generally speaking, the more, this sounds kind of crazy, but the more heinous it is, generally speaking, a bit more rough it is, the easier it is to clear permanently.
Oh.
But the lower it is on the food chain, the tougher it is. Like, for example, I don't know, let's say if you beat up a couple of guys in the bar, that's fine. You don't need you probably won't need a waiver. We can probably get you cleared permanently. Here in Canada, assault causing bodily harm, we can probably get you, well, I know we can get you a permanent waiver because one of the permanent ones we can get. What's another one? We have a lot of the assaults. Some of the thefts, drug use will require a waiver. Possession will require a waiver. It's a good one. Uttering threats. Here, if you have conviction for uttering threats, we can get you permanently cleared for a waiver. So generally speaking, the more heinous, I mean, not murder, of course, but the more heinous it is, it's a lot easier to clear people permanently. Makes no sense. But anything involving, like, possession of, drugs, use, or whatever, et cetera, then, yeah, you need a waiver. And by the way, nothing here is legal advice. This is all information that is currently available and that we use when we work on your U.S. entry waiver case.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want to ask?
I was going to say, I forgot.
Well, that's fine. But I want to emphasize to the guys that, you know, some of these competitors, they will tell you what you want to hear.
I was just about thinking about.
Because
you quite often get clients from.
What do you mean?
Different competitors.
Yeah, from different competitors. And the thing is, these competitors will tell you what you want to hear so they can collect your money. They will tell you stuff like, oh, if you pay extra, the waiver can be done faster by the government.
Firstly, that would be robbery by the government. So I don't think they would do that.
They won't do that. it's a cash grab.
You need your common sense. If something sounds good to be true, it probably is. And do your research and you'll see. Ask you, and also find your friends. Have they used the person? Was the company helpful?
But you really have to know. The person who's doing it really have to know what they're doing. There's a lot of ins and outs of these cases. It's not just filling out a form, you're done. What you guys got to understand is when you get a waiver, that's fine. But down the road, you may have trouble, you know, getting a green card because you have that waiver. So what we try to do is, if you don't need a waiver, if we can clear you permanently, it's what we do. I mean, worst case, you get a waiver, you get a waiver. But, you know, we try to look out for your present and your future.
Isn't it true if you have a Canadian pardon, it's meaningless in the U.S.?
A pardon would not help you cross over that border.
It doesn't do anything. Go, okay, that's nice.
You know, what some of the competitors would do, they'll say this lie. They'll say, oh, if you get your waiver before, if you get your pardon before you get your waiver, then he won't see it in the system. You're good to go. That's not necessarily true. Because here's the trick. Let's do a bit of role playing. I'll show you the trick. Okay, this is 2014, and your offense was in 2010.
All right.
No. Let's just say your offense was in 2005. Your offense in 2005, you got a pardon in 2013, and you've never crossed over. You never crossed over, so they don't know about your offense. Let's just say, right?
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you pull up to the booth, and let's say I'm the officer. Let's role play.
Okay.
Purpose of your trip?
I'm going shopping.
What are you going to buy?
Some new outfits for school.
What are you studying in school? Where do you go to school?
Ashworth College.
What do you do? Where is the school located?
It's an online school. It's just an education.
Oh, have you ever been arrested, ma'am?
No.
Are you sure? You 100% sure you've never been arrested or never been charged or anything?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, well, you go have a seat.
All right.
So I look in the system. I look in the system and say, okay, fine. I come back. So you're telling me you've never been charged?
Correct.
What about in 2003 with the shoplifting? And then you say...
That was staged.
No, it was a conviction.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You say...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's good you have hips, I tell you. You're supposed to say, but I have a pardon.
I have a record. So I'm pretending I have a record. No.
You're supposed to say, but I have a pardon.
Oh, okay, so pardon, yeah. I don't know about that stuff. I have a pardon.
Doesn't matter, man. Pardon is not recognized by the United States government, but at least a Canadian pardon.
Oh.
I still see the computer here, ma'am.
Oh,
I
do.
Or we'll even switch it up some. Let's say I don't see the computer. And then I ask you, all right, ma'am, have you been charged or arrested?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Give me your phone, your keys right now.
And by the way, people, a phone, there's nothing on it. It's the phone you use.
No. You're just the average person. Remember?
I'm average. That's because I'm... Wow.
Yeah, you're the average person, and all the techniques that I've taught you, most people don't know, so you have everything on your phone, because you're the average Joe, or in your case, average Jane. And then we have to look through your phone and come back and say, oh, so why didn't you tell us you were charged back in 2003 for theft? You think we didn't know? You have to say for yourself.
If you knew, why'd you
lie? I'm asking you, why'd you lie? Why'd you lie, ma'am? No, man, it was conviction. Why'd you lie?
Long time ago.
What happened with it? What was the actual month and year you got charged? Give me your rather not say. You're supposed to be like the average Joe. The average Joe won't say that.
Oh, okay. I can say, oh,
that's the purpose of the show. Hello.
Oh. I have to pretend to be the average Joe. Okay. So, yeah, he's talking to my lawyer.
But lawyer's not allowed here, ma'am.
Oh. Can I go back to Canada?
You need to answer my question first, ma'am. So you lied to us then?
No.
It's right here in the system. You must have lied. You go have a seat.
Right.
You're still not being the average Joe. I think I taught you too well.
Yeah. I'm trying to pretend like...
You're supposed to say, yes, I admit I lied.
No, you're not supposed to do that. I get trouble.
You're being... Oh, bloody hell.
You have another guest on the show. Maybe he's like, oh, I don't know.
You're supposed to be the average person and just blab everything.
Can we still, like... Well, you role play with me.
I know that, yeah. But you still blab everything.
Okay. Yeah. But
now. Oh, so you did lie. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sign here. So now what's just happened, you're now inadmissible for misrepresentation because you admitted to lying. And what he did when he got that phone of yours, he called one of your friends, and one of your friends snitched on you.
Mm-hmm.
So even with this pardon, even if they don't see it in the system, and you admit to it, you're still inadmissible.
No.
Yeah, you're still inadmissible.
No.
That's what a lot of people don't know. So basically, it goes by, in simple terms, it goes by what you've been convicted of, or if you admit to committing the essential elements of specific offenses, makes you inadmissible under the criminality. I mean, it's much more than that. This is bare bones, like grade two basics.
Okay.
Because you admitted to misrepresentation, that makes you, you know, inadmissible.
Hmm.
Right? So it just, you know, it really, really just depends. Really depends.
Hmm.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. That's what they do. So, yeah, pardon will not help you cross over. And when they tell you this lie about the fact that you got to pardon get by it, that's not necessarily true. There's many other ways they can use to backdoor for you. You don't even get taken out for dinner.
Oh.
You just gonna sit there and look pretty. What else do you want to say?
You're the host.
Well, yeah, I know that.
They're talking about the border crossing. All right. So what's the most common case you get?
But we're talking about how this alimony ties into, like, this border crossing. I was going to say, so these guys, they have to pay this alimony, and they get in, you know, they start doing, like, you know, drug use or things like that. And that's going to stop them from crossing over. They'll get a, you know, drug conviction. They may be prone to, like, engaging, like, fraud or something to get this extra money. Because these guys are under stress.
And can also the girl can snitch at the border and say, oh, yeah, something.
Girl can snitch on you. That's true. She can make a phony rape claim, which a lot of them do. You know, women always lie anyway.
I don't lie.
Every woman lies on this planet. Some may not lie as much as others.
Or may have a white lie. Oh, you look pretty. You know, or it's a nice outfit. I don't like the outfit. Yeah. If you want to.
Yeah, so, oh. So that's, you know, that's the deal there. But this, you know, regarding this, these guys have a simple solution. You follow the principles of Likas 101 from the Tom Likas Show, www.blowmeuptom.com. You follow that. You pay no vagina money. You pay no support. You have no wife. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You don't have to worry about working a second job. You don't have to worry about having to live in a shack on top of a, well, in a poor neighborhood because the ex is living in the home that you paid for and you're still paying for and some other guy is sitting up there hanging out with her and you're paying for it.
What were the guys who screw over the girls, too?
This is a show for men, for men.
Hmm.
You agree? This is a show for men, for men.
What,
men
am, I, what am I doing here? I'm just sitting here.
Well, I told you you're here because you have nice hips.
No.
The men don't screw over the women. The women screw over the men.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, so these guys, you know, you really got to watch out for yourself. You really got to make sure that you're sorted out proper. Then you won't have to worry about any of these issues. Because these issues can bite you down the road.
Be careful if you get involved with the bird while you're in school and your income rises, like a business or degrees.
Yeah, I'm so tired of seeing my boys, you know, boys meaning my fellow men, get jammed up here in the system. And they have trouble crossing over. And, you know, they can't go on vacation. They can't do anything. They're stuck. Then, you know, they have to get a waiver. We already know the story about the waiver. You know, if you don't need the waiver, you don't get it. And if these guys tell you that you do need it, then that's fine. There's a way we can go around it, depending upon what the offense is, to get you one permanently.
Well, I mean, it kind of ties in with... Say the guy's stressed because he owes money to the bird. Depressed. I mean, at the board, you never tell people you're depressed or mental illness, right?
Well, yeah, you can't really mention mental illness stuff either.
Say, oh, yeah, I've been meds for depression. They won't like that.
But again, we want to emphasize none of this is legal advice. This is only information that's available in all the manuals.
Educational information.
Yes, all the manuals at DHS. Now, the burden's on you to find it, find the information. I mean, we have it right here in front of us. But burns on you to find it. So it's not... Oh, we got a caller.
All right. See who's on the line
there. How do we answer this?
I think you pressed that one. The microphone.
Hi, you're on the Denied Entry to USA show. Hello.
How you doing? This is Nathan Orlando. I was just sitting here listening to y'all's conversation. Pretty interesting. I got an idea that I'd like to throw in on the men and the alimony thing.
Sure.
I don't hear anybody talking about. Back in 1972, and this is actual policy, it was a policy promoted, a philosophy rather, but it was a policy that if you're not happy with your spouse, it's best for the children that you separate. They had no historical evidence, no research to prove that, but it was mostly the men that left their families. The mom and children dropped off into poverty, and then by the time the people... the political activist was able to push through the policy or the changes in government to hold this man accountable, because he went off and lived a good life. There was no alimony. There was child support. It was usually the man and the woman that worked it out. The woman, back then, mostly a woman, most women, their whole life was their husband and their children, and they were as they used to say, a housewife. And but by the time they got the alimony and all the laws and to hold this man accountable, he's already an older man, and his son, a little young son, is now a young man going into a relationship. He's had a strained relationship with his dad. He has a warped view of what family looks like. He goes into a relationship, and whenever it's not working out, then the policy that was meant for his dad just piles on him, and he's hit twice as hard. Then later on, you start seeing they're saying, "Wait, we got to fix this. We got to fix this. The woman's a victim in this thing." And then the children are victims. So the extreme goes the other way, where now it's more of the women basically got control, and we're now in the next generation of that, where now they're saying, "Hey, you're a man. You deserve better than this. You have rights." And it's going back to the other extreme, and it's like, you know, the government doesn't do anything unless it is in one extreme or another, and you see that. And some of the social things, like, you know, you get one race is oppressed, not by the other race, but by the political policy. And then by the time they fix it or do come up with policies to say, hey, look, this guy has respect, he has the right to have a place in this culture, then the other race is now saying, wait a minute, what's going on? This ain't fair, you know?
I agree.
Sure, yeah.
Yep, I agree. It's times have definitely changed. And, you know, like I said, we do the show because here in Vancouver, people who can't cross over to America, we do the paperwork to get them cleared. We're a private company. But more importantly, I get so tired of my boys, meaning my fellow men, who get jammed up by these birds, by these women. And, you know, I'm a firm listener or believer of the Tom Likas show. I don't know if you heard of Tom.
But yes.
He's at www.blowmeuptom.com. He's actually on the air 7 days a week. He's back. And if more men follow the principle of Likas 101, you have a much easier, prosperous life, because it's, you know, it's not like 1940 now. Now, these women, they will screw you over. I know for a fact, because I went out last night to the pub. Last night, the pub here in, British Columbia. And this one bird told me how much vagina money she's going to get from her ex. He owns some architectural firm, whatever. And then she said her goal is to get, like, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 grand a month. I said, well, why the fuck do you deserve that? And she said, well, I'm a girl. So, and I couldn't believe it.
But, yeah. Well, It's like, but you see, the thing is you got the woman hating the man, now the man hating the woman, And it wasn't that, you know, they just sat down one day and decided we don't like each other. It was policy being promoted. I give you another idea. And again, basically the government needs to stay out of family. The political activists need to leave stuff alone. But, you know, we got here, I know you've heard of the back in the 90s, they came up with a thing, it was a Republican policy called NAFTA. Okay, now, I learned this several years ago, and a lot of people in America don't pick this up, but part of the border crossing, and this is what is really good about your show, right, the crossing the border, part of the border crossing is promoted by NAFTA, because in Mexico, the man has a hard time finding a job. They'll hire only women and children, so the man has to run across to America, get a job, and have the hopes of bringing his family over, and any jobs that the men that they need men for in Mexico, they're bringing from other southern South American countries to come in and do those jobs. And it's like the policy has broken the family up, you know. And at the end of the day, the boys hate the girls and the girls hate the boys, and yet they were created for each other. Ain't that funny?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I tell you, and I, you know, my focus is, of course it's work, but the second focus is for men, and we really need, I don't have that problem here, Canada, but we really need to cover our asses. If we don't, we will get the royal chef. We wouldn't get taken out to dinner, because the way, especially down there where you are, the way the government is structured, depending upon those cities and counties, the man really gets screwed over too many times.
Yeah.
Luckily here, it's not as bad in that sense, but it's not exactly a cakewalk here, but down there, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
I see it, hear it all the time. So my advice from man to you is, for whatever it's worth, please don't let yourself get jammed up with these birds.
Don't be too nice to them.
Don't be too nice to them. Don't give them their kid. Don't marry them. Don't, because the minute, what Tom Leica says, don't give them the key to your home. Because the minute you do and they move in, you're done. You are done. And like I said, blowmeupton.com, the Tom Leica show, he has such great advice for a lot of guys. And, I mean, I live his advice daily anyway. But, you know what I mean? It's just not a good thing. And I, like here, I'm also doing like life coaching for a lot of guys like in their 20s.
They're so lost.
These guys here are so lost. You know, they grew up like, you know, like the single parent homes and there was no daddy around. So a lot of these guys are questioning who they are, what they are, everything. So, you know, we bring them in, we say, look, you know, what do you want to do with your life? Let's get this stuff sorted out. Let's make stuff happen. Kind of big brother they never had. And, you know, they're grateful. They need it. Because here, I mean, ugh.
It's the same here. It's the same here. But it always goes back, and I've watched this over the years, it always goes back to whenever somebody comes up with some policy to fix a problem, they don't just fix the problem, they fix the problem in an extreme manner, and then it's just a matter of time. It might be a generation or half a generation, you start seeing the other, one guy starts getting justice and the other guy or gal starts getting oppressed, you know. And then at the end of the day, it's like you said, the man doesn't know what a man is. He hasn't had an example. And then, you know, I'll give you a good example. And I'm sure the trends are closer to in Canada than it is here. Back in the 70s, a man would leave his wife, you know, usually in his late 20s, early 30s, he would leave his wife for, you know, a younger girl. She'd be in her early 20s or something. And then, you know, you think, wow, man, these middle-aged men in their 30s and 40s are going through their second childhood. And then now the big trend is what the women call the cougars. You got this older woman that's like a younger. So, it's, again, it's going back to the other extreme where these women are saying, well, you know, this, I'm a get me a young boy and teach him how the way it goes. You know, so it just goes back and forth, extremes, you know, the pendulum swings. I don't notice, it never does achieve a balance, I notice that.
Honestly, I said a way to sort it out, the way to solve it, if you have to get married, like Tom Leica says, you marry a woman from a country where English is not her first language.
I did that, I'm not like those other girls. Well, yeah.
Oh, you know, one out of half a million. But,
yeah, but you know what? After your sisters get a hold of her, they'll train her. Then she'll stop being a problem for you.
Or a buddy of mine here, his philosophy is, if it flies, meaning a plane, if it flies, or it swims, meaning a boat, or if it's a she, you rent it. Rented by the hour, much cheaper.
Oh God, yeah, all that stuff's funny, but at the end of the day, it's extremes fixing extremes. But anyway, listen, I'm gonna hang up. Okay, I like your conversation. It's serious. It's funny. Appreciate everything you guys are saying, and I'm gonna hang up and keep listening.
Yeah, great call.
Take
Thanks
care.
For coming in, and remember, blowmeupton.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, that's... That was a great call.
Yeah,
and
a lot of good information. That's right.
A lot of good
information. That's right, though, because what the feminists have done, they have the pendulum swing their way.
Oh, yeah, they fucking destroy, yeah.
Having the pendulum swing one way or another, it's kind of equal footing. It's everyone having... sharing.
Well, like, we're going to continue to do these shows,
yeah,
and discuss issues that are important to men, and only men. Women, you know, they can take the third seat back.
Well, I'm here too, so.
Well, that's because you have curvy hips. That's the only reason. And you can make me a sandwich.
Anyway, next time.
But I gotta always look out for my fellow men.
Yeah.
So, again, thanks for checking us out. With us-entry-waiver.com or denied-entry-to-usa.com.
And you can give them your toll-free number.
Oh, trophy number is 888-908-3841. So, everyone have a great day.
Great week.
The great week. I didn't even get a chance to play any sound effects.
That's all right. We can talk about good information next time.
I gotta play.
Next time for San Diego.
I can at least play for my sponsor.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help. Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a pardon. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a great day. And
see you later.
See you later and live long and prosper. In the words of my great colleague.
Here a stand done bent, gotta represent, South Cent, Trope, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area, bull massive, pit bull terrier, I'm coming through like the Wu dumping chambers, third life, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me, lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me, 40 Glock up on your block, headshot, chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks, and in the distance ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me, said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree, but when they roll up and chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave I've been kicking static, I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp down soldier, much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
Commission going combat, gangsta median, terrorize the DDN. I thought you knew Swift to the combo, competitor, garage and cheese, both like Tetatar. Knocking out, beyond the bus, right, fuck a drink.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
As I ride, smoking that pot, oh, still stay lit, my eyes are slow, they flaming like fire, I keep complacing, but I know I get so higher, see, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep, don't peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street, that's great, pancakes, my G's don't bounce up, spit by hunting, no chronic, it's smoke the whole fucking ounce up, bitches coming.